I joined in Ramakrishna Mission 1969. This is the golden jubilee year, 1969 coming. Now, which is with the, so we all so much struggle in life.
Yeah.
From that, see, before that, being an auspicious day, I shall start with the greatness of Rameshwaram. So, you know, there are about 12 Jyotirlingas in Bharat. In our Bharat, there are 12 Jyotirlingas out there. Almost all 11 Jyotirlingas were all divine Shivalingas. As made installed by great rishis, magrishis, saints and sages. Even Shankaracharya, some places in Kashmir, those around North Indian also, Tirumula, there was a great saint, Patanjali Muni, like that one. But only one Shivalinga was made by Sita Mataji. Mother Sita made out of sand. You know, many of those who have visited, you know, that greatness of men, only one was made by goddesses.
Yes.
So it has greatest power, not ordinary power. Many, there were 63 Nayanmars, means great saints of Tamil Nadu, Aadhvars, Guru Nanak, and innumerable people have visited that, revisiting that was going on, thousands and thousands of years. So that is Shivalinga made by Sita Mataji. So in what way we are connected means our Ramakrishna Sampradaya, we are from Puri Parambariya. So I am Pranavanda, means Pranavanda Puri. Dayatmanda Puri Sampradaya.
Yes.
Because Tota Puri gave sannyasi to Guru Maharaj. Become that.
Yes.
That like Dasanami Sampradayas are there, Saraswati Puri and all those things, Sampradayas are there. Which Adi Shankara made all these Sampradayas. Adi Shankara made all these Sampradayas. So, such a great, we are closely connected with our Sis Puri Sampradaya. For each Sampradaya, there is a Chetra. Since we are the follower of Guru Maharaj, Mother Swamiji, for us, for the sadhus and the devotees, Chetra is Rameshwaram. Once in a while, if they are really the devotees or those who are taken initiated and all connected with Guru Maharaj, they must visit Rameshwar.
Oh.
Even us, all the sadhus and brahmacharis,
oh,
there is really, they must visit Rameshwar. Which is for us, that is the Chetra.
Yes.
For example, like the way he means, those 150 is 200 years back, Guru Maharaj's father, he went to Gaya and all, had the darshan. And after that, he was feeling he must once go to Rameshwaram. Rameshwaram. See, you know, present situation, we have a train, flight and all those things. Those days, no roads.
Walking.
So, it was thousands of kilometers. More than about to, round about, they tell, were about 5,000 kilometers were there, those days. Not a straight way, you cannot come there. Go those way. Madhya Prasad, that was the route. The sadhus used to go around visiting Narmada and all. Like that, Guru Maharaj Papa Sudhiram Chattopadhyaya made a sangalpa. From there he started, because he was a very orthodox Brahmin. He will not take any bhiksha from anybody, cooked by anybody. He himself used to cook the food and offer it to the Lord, that Saligiram and all, Ramakrishna, Shiva and all with him. After that, then only he will use to take. Wherever he go, he will get the raw materials. Rice and all those things, find a place for cooking, and he was doing like that one. In that way, from Kamar Pukur he started, round about 5,000 kilometers he walked, and reached Rameshwar. Those who have visited Rameshwaram, they know, see, in Rameshwaram temple, there are three corridors are there. So there is inner corridor, all made by not even a single stone in Rameshwaram.
Mm.
Only sand there.
Mm.
All were brought from outside. How they brought by? Through boats only they had to be. Like that they brought huge temple they were constructed. So first one, first corridor, there the Shivalinga is there, made by Mother by Mataji, Sita Mataji. Around the second corridor, you might have seen, there are 108 Shivalingas are there.
Yes.
What I say, when you go for Tirthasthan, 108. Those days, what you see, any pilgrims or devotees or sadhus used to come. So first they will make offer the offering there in the Shivalinga. Then independently they can make puja. They can cook their food and bring that. There are some 10 days, 15 days, they will have some sangalpa. So for that, the second corridor, all made of stone, 108 Shivalingas are there. And 22 Tirthas are there. Generally, even Shivatrasa, there won't be only, in Vishnu temple only Tirthas will be there. But in Rameswaram temple, because that murti was made by Mahavishnu, the avatara is Rama. He meant Rama's Ishta Devam, Ishta Deva is Shiva. Shiva is Ishta Mantra is Rama Mantra. Same, that you say. So that was it. So that was there, that third corridor is there. That represents the first corridor is sattva, pure sattva. The third corridor is the 1212 pillars, more than 40 to 50 feet height, that pillars. 1212 pillars, longest corridor in the world. Nowhere in the world like that one. Built. That is a very important point you have to understand. So Guru Maharaj father visited that place, spent some 10-15 days he was there, again walked back to Kamarpuku. A son was born after that. First son is Ram Kumar. Second son is Rameshwar. In memory of that Rameshwaram, kept his name. Third is Ramakrishna. So this thing, you have to keep it in our mind because it is coming. Apart from that, very important thing is, before going to Chicago, before visiting Chicago, that USA for the Parliament of Religions, so Swami Vivekananda took a wandering life, you know. After Mahasamadhi Guru Maharaj, Swamiji started from Calcutta. It's Calcutta. Because Swamiji, Swami Vivekananda felt is Guru Maharaj is entrusted with a great responsibility. He is not just to sit there and all those things. You should save Sanatana. That was the real feeling. So everywhere degradation because of British rule and all. So Swami Guru Maharaj was formed to, he is put to save the entire Loka, Loka Kshemartham. He is the Jagat Guru, Loka Guru. Not knowing means there are so many there, they call themselves as Jagat Guru. Guru Maharaj is the only, because that's, I should not tell, I am also from my father is Subramanya Gurukal. I visited all the monasteries there, Mahamandaleshwar and all. They themselves declare them as a Jagat Guru. But if any other caste people go, they are not permitted. Even among the 8 Adinams are there in Mahamandaleshwars in Tamil Nadu. But each caste, they have got that one. Separate caste. Their caste people alone can become the Mahamandaleshwar. All cannot become. And every tradition is that. Everywhere, even in the north also. But Guru, we are worshipping Guru Maharaj. So anybody can join there. Anybody can join. No caste, color. Even I showed that one. There was one, this thing, one Swamiji Gangananda is there. I showed that photo to him. He was born and brought up in Iran. He is the relation of Ayodhullah Khomeini.
Oh.
He had his doctor degree in Germany.
Achha.
After that, he got appointment in Paris. There he came in contact with our Guru Maharaj's life history. And he said, when he practiced Islam, Christianity, everything. So he saw that the Swamiji saw, is it possible? This Quran is the greatest, this thing. So he was staunch Christian. His father and mother were originally from Saudi Arabia. And after that, their settlement in Iran. Closely so. That man went to our Grudge Center, Paris Grudge Center. That time Vivekananda Maharaj was there. So there was argument, how you can... So Swamiji proved that one, then will you accept my condition? Whatever I say, okay. If Swamiji, if you are defeated, will you accept my... Okay, Maharaj started. 2-3 days, days argument. Yeah. Finally, Maharaj got to Vivekananda.
Yes.
Then she said, why don't you resign your jobs? You want some doctor there in our belly button. Haridwar. He became sadhu.
Oh.
Muslim became a sadhu. And his name is now Gangananda. He was with us in 1975 in the Belur Mutt.
Oh.
So you will be very much wonder to know that one.
Yes.
Such is the greatness of Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj is not ordinary thing. Say. Nobody could do that. I shall say. Another album it is there. That Gangananda, I shall show you. That is where. So Swamiji, Saravanan. So you see, there, I had Amma on another like this album. Another one album is like this here. So Swamiji, when, before starting from there, so why I am telling is Christian Scare Book. Even this, in our groups, there was some Harijan scheduled card. They can also join Ramakrishna Mission. And they, if they are fitted as the good sadhus, they can also become the president. There are no restriction, no Muslim, no Christian, nothing. And there's Prahlad Maharaj, Atma Rubananda is now Austin. He was with me in the training, sir, 1975-76 batch. And so, you will be very much happy to see that Swami. So, why? And I feel this is the Swami, Swami Gangananda, who is a staunch Arab.
So, left.
Here, top left.
Top left. Oh.
He is Swami Gangananda. Now he is in Arogya Bhavan, taking care of the sadhus.
Oh,
yes, yes, sir.
Oh.
So it's Gangananda. Why I am seeing in Ramakrishna Mission also, so I feel I used to tell this in every lecture. Jagat Guru means only Bhagavan Ramakrishna is the Jagat Guru. Anybody, you can join there. If they are fit with the good sadhus and all living, they can be the president of Ramakrishna Mission. Nowhere in the world. Even in Christianity, even in Islam, only those who are born in Saudi Arabia, they can pull up Mullah and Holi. And Rome, those who are born in Rome and all those things, connected to the Italian, this, they can give the Pope of the entire universe. So, this. But Swami Vivekananda, when, after his Guru Maharaj passing away, took two this thing, Sankalpa. I shall never touch money. And I never ask food with anybody. Bhiksha with anybody. From here I am starting. So what is the will of Guru Maharaj that is going to fulfill? What I have to do, that also will I shall get an enlightenment, do the work according to divine will. He walked from there to Kashmir. Kashmir to all around all the states of India I visited. These two Sankalpa. So much suffered Swamiji. Because of that suffering and only he got enlightenment. So there are so many instances, I can have no time to narrate all those things. Swamiji all around walking. Finally Swamiji entered into through that the Madhya Pradesh and that route and all visiting Kerala and entered into Rameswaram. Rameswaram, Swamiji was completely an unknown man. And he was there, going around the temple. He used to sit in front of the temple, that in the east, Gobram is there, that front of the sun. Seeing his presence of Tejas and all those things. So Swamiji, everyone felt some kind of power. He's not an ordinary man. That Pujaris used to give him prasad. There were so highly learned Brahmins were there. Because their great-grandsons told me this one.
Oh.
They have received our Tata, which you see, grandfather used to tell, he was 97 years. We used to see a sadhu walking there. And he used to sit in meditation. And we used to go and talk to him. And he could talk very good Sanskrit
yes.
also.
Yes.
By the way, in some places, where he could explain in Sanskrit, he started explaining in English. They got stunned to hear Swamiji's knowledge of English. தோணும். வி காட் ஸ்டன்ட் டு ஹியர் த நாலேஜ். வாட் அ ஃப்ளூயன்ஸ் ஆஃப் இங்கிலீஷ் தான் தேகர் சாமி சாமி ஆஃப் வேர் ஃப்ரம் யூஆர் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஃப்ரம் கல்கட்டா ஐ ஸ்டார்டட் லைக் தட். தென் தே டோல்ட் சாமிஜி திஸ் ராஜா ஆஃப் ராம்நாட் கிங் ஆஃப் ராமநாட் ஏ ஹைலி லேர்ன்ட் மேன் வேதா வேதாந்த் என்றால் சாஸ்திரா சென்றால் இட்ஸ் அ வெரி வெரி குட் ஃபைன் கிங் ஹைலி டிவோட்டட் ராம் சீதா பார்வதி மாதா ராம என்றால் தோஸ் திங் தேர் ஆன்சஸ்டர் கன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ட் திஸ் டெம்பிள். ஹீ இஸ் எஜுகேஷன் ஆக்ஸ்போர்ட். வை டோன்ட் யூ கோ அண்ட் மீட் ஹிம் from the as unknown monk just sitting and taking food. Swamiji walked from there crossing the sea by boat. He reached Ramanathapuram palace. That time that this was the court was going on Raja some settlement. When Swamiji entered that Om Namachivaya all the people got up without knowing. Suddenly something like shock they got up. Om Namachivaya Swamiji told all got of home mahatma kahansi aaya akon samji told can I talk in english because I have seen. Then they asked Raja you can talk in english they got stand. So he told samji settlement is over all of the ministers you go I like to talk to sadhu and had a argument with Swami offered some food to Swamiji and all had her and it continued for more than 9 hours they were talking. And seeing the brilliance of Swamiji, he got stunned. I never met a such a sadhu with a religious experience, spiritual experience. And then he told, Maharaj, I have received an invitation from Chicago to attend the Parliament of Religion. The original invitation is for the Raja of Ramnad. Original invitation to sir because British people selected him and recommended him to attend the religious parliament in Chicago. So that was for Ramnath. He was a highly learned man, knows about all the roots of Hinduism, everything. We recommend, so on account of which that original invitation is for Raja of Ramnath. So he surrendered that one to who? Swamiji. Swamiji, I am like a ordinary candle. You are like a brilliant sun.
Yes.
Brilliance of the sun. In knowledge I am nothing, experience nothing. But you are realized soul. I surrendered the at the feet. Then Swamiji told, I have no any such sangalpa. Whatever divine will I shall follow. Swamiji, whatever may be your will, you keep it in within your bag. So I hear it. I cancelled my program. Whether you go or not, it depends on the Lord Shiva's will. He put there. With that only, Swamiji from there walked to Kanyakumari. There were about 500 miles distance.
Right.
Kanyakumari walked down. When he reached Kanyakumari, heavy storm, heavy wind. First he entered into Mother Kanyakumari Mataji ka Mandir. So there he entered there, meditated, and when he came out, he saw that rock. You must have seen that amidst of the sea. Swami, he felt something, some power there. He thought I must go there and meditate. When asked, the fisherman told, no, Swamiji, this rough weather, impossible to go like that one. It's not possible. Answer, so that Swamiji told, whatever let it be. So Swamiji, just as a Kobinadari, he swam the 3 kilometers. Though now it is little far away, that sea. Earlier it was near the temple, dashing over the temple. From there he swam and went. He sat there, meditated for 3 days and 3 nights.
Yes.
3 days and 3 nights. And there he had the realization what he has to do, save these downtrodden people, that feeling and all those things. Then for that, after the meditation, you could see Guru Maharaj, Bhagavan Ramakrishna, walking over the sea. You had to cross and you had to go that was sanctioned, the permission was sanctioned. You were just walking, you had to cross the sea and go abroad. From there, he started walking. Swamiji, when he was on the way, that he was telling, I have to go there. I am entitled to go there. This news went to Bhaskara Sethupathi. He became extremely happy. He sent some through messenger. He gave some money also to Swamiji for his travelling and all those things. In the meanwhile, Swami Vivekananda reached Chennai. Chennai reached, and there Chennai, Madras, he was there in Madras. He became popular there. Many students started collecting money, even there when they heard about this Swamiji is going to attend the Parliament of Religious also. They collected money and gave it to Swamiji. Even somewhere, Victoria Hall somewhere, Swamiji was staying that time. So when important incident, Swamiji was collected all the money. He has to go from Bombay. His ship is from Bombay. For that they were made some arrangements. All things were in Khetri Maharaja wanted to help him also. At that contest what happened, there was a cyclone in where in Chennai, Madras. Cyclone also. Heavy cyclone. The entire, because some of the things never came in the literatures, mean Swami Vivekananda in Indian newspaper. There it comes what happened in Chennai. And Swami, a forgotten chapter in the life of Swami Vivekananda. There is a book. Many incidents are there, sir. Which because it's, when mission comes, there are some problems and like that. So something avoided. But this is, there was cyclone. Cyclone means, complete means that all this electricity went off and all, so many problems, and the entire their Madras city was affected. Then morning Swamiji felt so much, he was walking over that Marina beach and near the Santom church he could see all the fishermen simply rooted out, boats, everything. They were sheltering near this walls and all, shivering. Swamiji, all those boats were dragged in. Drowned into the water. Dragged and drowned into the water. Swamiji called some people, Tamil knowing people, asked her, what is the matter? They told, we have lost everything. So Mahatma, we have nothing to do, nobody to help. All our see, government also couldn't do anything. Nobody, this is our condition. So for the last 2 days, we are struggling like that. Immediately, Swami Vivekananda called some of the volunteers like Alasinga Perumanal and all, took them to their, whatever money he had for his traveling to Chicago, entire money he took. So feed those people. Those who are the ladies and all, give some sari, dhoti and all those. Swamiji, you are going, cancelled my Chicago. You see the heart of Swamiji. I'm telling you, that is Swami Vivekananda. That is not important. I have to help these people. He's our own people, suffering without food, cloth, and all those things. So after seeing a sadhu, what is the use of going my Chicago? The moment he told, bring everything. No second question. But Swamiji once taken a decision, nobody could change. He's like a lion. Come on, otherwise I shall enter. Come. Everything, entire money was spent. Not even single, he left even that Victoria. It's a rented place. This news flashed in the news. Yeah. Next day, like Subhatma, Swamiji, who wanted to go, cancelled the program. So seeing the pathetic and shock, the privilege, everything he gave, money poured like anything next day. Oh, food. Everywhere people can. Swamiji, you must go. You are the person to go. More like that. After that, when he traveled there to this thing, Swamiji's love and affection all for the poor people, for the downtrodden people. That Swamiji says in one place, the poor, the fallen, the downtrodden, let these be our God. Service to them, the highest religion. So after that, when he reached so much, blow after blow for Swami, when he reached Bombay, he was supposed to enter the ship. That time he receives a message from Calcutta, from his mother. What is that message, you know? You know, any of you? Because you read the life scene. When he was about to enter, and there is a message, just 2 days earlier, so Swamiji's two sisters have committed suicide. Because Swamiji left the home, his father was a highly learned lawyer, Swamiji himself was a lawyer. So he died of heart attack, Swamiji's father died in a very, very critical condition. Only Swamiji took sannyasa. with the permission of Bhuvaneshwari Madam, she told, so don't bother about the family. We have so many problems. It is a small circle. So Guru Maharaj is dedicated to you. You are going to take, yes, I am permitting you. I am Bhuvaneshwari Mahara. Veera Mata, don't go okay, like that. After so much of problem, both of them got married. They promised some dowry for so much. Oh. So that we have some lawsuits are going on. Once it will be clear, then we can manage to give something. We got enough property. But nobody could help them in the lawsuit. And they couldn't pay that dowry. So the two, these sisters were sent back to the home.
Oh my God.
And two younger brothers were also there. Sons, totally four, five people. Uh-huh. So on account of which they committed suicide. When he was about to go, the news comes. You see, kind of we have to think from our point, not to, I don't want that Swami. Same thing in our family means how much you will be.
Yeah.
With that great thanking of the heart only, Swamiji, where? After that he went to. So many people are shedding tears of blood. I'm going there. By preaching that, Mother, I will be able to help some people. That is my intention. He was when Turiyan the Maharaj met him there and there. There he told this one, it is in Belur Math record. So at least my going, not only for the religious purpose. Is there any way that I can help my brothers and also? And that was the feeling of Swamiji. After his great victory there and here in Chicago, he himself, after that, he went to German, France and all those places. Finally, there was a great invitation for him to go to Calcutta, his birthplace and all. But Swamiji and this that Raja of the Khetri, where he wrote, he's so many arrangements he made. He wanted him to go there. The students from Chennai, those who call it, they wanted him. But Swami Vivekananda selected Rameshwaram. He told Rameshwaram, I was an unknown sadhu there. It means he was moving there. Because of the Lord Shiva's grace, I got all this. So I like to go to Rameshwaram first. Swami Vivekananda selected Rameshwaram. Vivekananda selected, returned from there, he told, otherwise he could have gone to Chennai, Calcutta like that one. He took, went to Sri Lanka, special steamer for him they arranged. He landed Rameshwaram. Where Swamiji, Swami Vivekananda landed, there is a Kundugal.
Yes,
now
yes,
the
yes.
Ranav Dishi, spending about central government, main Modi government, there is a beautiful mandapam they have built. You visited them, ma?
Yes.
You visited, all of you have visited.
You only
took us. Yeah, yes. So, there you visited there, the mandapam, there. After entering into Rameshwaram, the Raja Bhaskara Sethupathi made great arrangements to receive him. And when he reached that, Raja requested him, Maharaj, you give your blessings. You speak something about that. We like to hear that one, your messenger. Swamiji very nicely spoke, which is inscripted on the walls of Rameshwaram Mandir.
Yes.
Those who have went, they will know. Those who have visited Rameshwaram, they know there is a, he starts like this. It is in love that religion exists. Where there is love, there only Lord Shiva is living.
Yes.
You may hundred times so. It is in love that religion exists, not rituals and ceremonies. What we do, so much of rituals. Rituals and ceremonies are only the means. They are not the end. Suppose the ritual is itself. Suppose when you go to a Shiva temple, Bel Patar, with offering with Vilva Patar and all those things they are doing. When you go to a Vishnu Mandir, they are Tulasi Patra, they are offering. So, Vaishnava tradition different, Saiva tradition is not Shakti. Suppose you go to a church, they do rituals with candles and all of those things, they are worshipping the Lord. So Muslim there. There kneel down and read this thing. So, their ritual is different. So suppose what they are doing in there's in a Muslim mosque, you cannot take it to a Christian church. What they are doing in the Christian church, they, that if you, they tell that is the worship. what puja we are doing in there in Shaiva temple, Shiva temple, we cannot introduce it in a Vishnu temple. So that only rituals. The ultimate aim is we should see that Guru Maharaj as the, not as a personality. Lord Shiva, they are the embodiment of some principles. Jesus or Moses or Guru Maharaj Vyanda. We have to follow the principles.
Yes.
Forget about the personality. Personality is necessary, but the principles are the important. That message is giving, even if in one poor man, seeing Shiva in him, if you have helped him, it is 100 times you are entering into the temple. It is not against the worship. That love feeling should naturally come. Suppose somebody is in great suffering. So the fishermen were all there. Our fishermen are all there. So he simply, everything threw out. That is Vivekananda. That is Vivekananda. That feeling, after that he has done, that is very important. And Swamiji, there he lectured. After that, he proceeded to Calcutta. He went there from Chennai, went to there. And he met Holy Mother. And Holy Mother got the blessing and said, Ma, I have visited like this great place where I got the message, Rameshwaram. Ma had some mind, because Guru Maharaj father also, that time from Holy Mother was Sharada Masadi, I must also go to Rameshwaram. In the meanwhile, suddenly Swamiji passed away. That was in mother's heart. When somebody told Ramakrishnanji Maharaj was there in my Chennai. So mother, yes, mother wants to visit Rameshwaram. So he made, that is also very important, Ramakrishnanji Maharaj made all arrangements to receive her in Chennai.
Right.
This message was informed to Raja of Ramanat.
Yeah.
That is, mother, this is Swami Vivekananda, worshipped mother, has everything as a living deity, Ma Mother, Ma Kali. She is now in Chennai.
Mm.
She wanted to visit. Then he got, she is my Guru Mataji.
Oh,
she is not ordinary Mata, my Guru Mataji.
Yes.
Make elaborate arrangements made.
Mm.
Even more than Swami Vivekananda, that is all there in the record.
Mm.
Raja of Ramnath made a special arrangements and mother reached Rameshwaram. That time they made 108 golden bulwa leaves for offering.
Yes.
So there is a tradition in Rameshwaram temple, you know. Even now they are, that same tradition they are continuing. Adi Shankara visited Rameshwaram. That time he made, he wanted to have a link, interlink between all our country. In Kedarnath, Kerala Brahmins. And Kedarnath, Kerala Brahmins. In Rameshwaram, Maharashtra Brahmins. Even now it is there. Tamil Nadu Brahmins, they cannot enter into the temple. Sanctum.
Oh.
They have to stand outside.
Oh.
Only inlay that Tyagananda is there. He is from that. When he went, the Burmese came, started talking in Marre.
Oh.
Boston Swamiji.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was there. So Swami, here the traditional puja is.
Right.
Like that, even now that prevailing, that one. So Holy Mother came, Raja was there. He suddenly felt kind of inspiration, some feeling, something shaking him. He called all the Brahmins to come out. Never happened in the history of Rameshwaram. All the Brahmins came out. Raja, he told, this Mataji will enter. She will do puja. All constant. After Sita Mata, nobody entered there. Even Tamil Nadu Brahmins cannot enter there. Please don't talk. Mataji, actually, you go inside. Make 108. So you repeat the mantra. 108. Sharada Mata made that Om Maheshwaraya Namaha, Parameshwaraya Namaha, Kasi Vasini Namaha, Gangadhira Navasya, mother made this. Then she had the vision. She became like Sita, Sita Mata. And she shouted. She shouted, Golapma, Goginma were near them. So I feel the presence even now, which I left thousands of years back. Then the mouth ki, oh, don't disclose. Simply don't talk to anybody. That vision. And so everything is there, it is now proved. Sarada Mata is none other than Sita Mata. Yes. Then who is Guru Maharaj? Bhagavan Ramachandra. Rama and Krishna. That is now proved that one. And after that Mataji came out, and that 108 golden villavis offered by Sarada Mata is even now there in their temple. Treasury, yes. So last week that our Sugidanji Maharaj and all from Belur Mattu came, and they asked me, we heard that is there, we heard, is it so? That's the say that now present the chairman of the temple is that is great grandson of Bhaskara Sethupathi. His name is closely associated with. Then Maharaj Belur Mattu, they told, and Gautama Jandal told, we try to get that one, to Belur Mattu. First, there it is, there in the treasury. What they are going to do, it when we are ready to pay now only. So that duty has entrusted with me. Because I am last 40 years time. I am not also. In 1964, there was a big cyclone. Dhanushkodi gas washed out. More than 10,000, like a tsunami, 10,000 people died. That time there are so many ashramas, Mahamandaleshwar, only our Ramakrishna mission, the 96th of March 24th cyclone, 25th all our sadhus are there. They all saw me, Sarvajnanji Maharaj, Mahapurusha Maharaj, Devasevul. Now Soman V is there in Mailapurman. Now he is 99 years old, sir, so that great Mahatma. There they all went, they did relief for helping all the people. They constructed a village, Islam is 1964, that is Ramakrishnapuram, where I am staying. You all visited.
Yes, sir.
That was the contribution of our Ramakrishna mission. It is not ordinary, it is not like any other Mahamandaleshwar and all building big temples. I went there, saw, I am not against to anything. Printing crores and crores. They were telling me, showing me. They're in California. Oh, it's Swami Narayan. There, people are dying for want of morsel of food. Mm. So they built then 100 houses. Mm. I am taking care of them. And again, in 1983, there was ethnic violence in Sri Lanka. I am telling how our activities, our response for the poor, Swamiji's, what Swamiji wanted, that Ramakrishna Mission alone is doing for the example. 100 houses we built. In 1983, there was ethnic, thousands and thousands of people started entering into as refugees.
Yeah.
Immediately, Christian missionary, first they have to go this thing. In the meanwhile, I was there. I also entered into the battlefield, informed to the Belur Mattu. That time, Geetanji Maharaj, Prabhanji Maharaj was there. They said, can you take up that work? It is very tremendous work. Because Tamil knowing people, the language is most important.
Right.
So Maharaj, I can take. We got in Mandapam camp, we got a refugee center.
Yeah.
We continuously helped for 18 years. Saved 2 lakhs of refugees.
Wow.
Christian people also did. I am not against him. They want. They
convert.
That feeling was there. But we left the Muslim as a Muslim. Christian as a Christian, Hindu as a Hindu. That is what Swami Guru Maharaj is teaching, I am telling. This is our there. So we helped 2 lakhs of refugees there. That work also for about 18 hours of them. Then after that finishing, that Sri Lankan Navy, so that almost it was going on, they started firing at our innocent fishermen. Thinking that they may be also rebellions supporting the Tamil tigers and all. So far, 600 fishermen have been shot dead. 2,500 received bullet wounds and lost their livelihoods. Almost fishing is paralyzed. So I am presently fighting for the rights of those downtrodden fishermen, afflicted fishermen. So that is the most what Swamiji wanted us to do. Wanted, so that work also I am taking care of that one. Things are going then. So, Swamiji, for that another one small example that what happened in Belur Mattu about Swamiji. So that work interested mainly for Ramakrishna Mission sadhus and all, they are helping me in whatever way they could help, and also we are doing. One instant, Swamiji, after his memorial visit, he was in Velur Math. Was so many people were visiting Swamiji, getting his blessings and all. So many pandits and all are, Swamiji, we are extremely happy to hear him. We heard you are well versed in the Shastras, Vedas and Mantra. We heard so many people giving comment about Brahma Sutra, that, this and all. Swamiji, we like to hear you about your comment about the Bhashya, Shankara Bhashya and all. So some, you can arrange some like this one. They arranged the every once in 15 days like that was holiday in Belur Math, they were arranged also. Swamiji was excellent because he himself is a realized soul. Not only simply talking, it came from his, he used to come from his heart, from experience. Brahma Satya, Jagat Mitya, this world is nothing. When you could ultimately when go this thing, this was going on, first lecture over, second session was starting. That time Girish Babu, Girish Chandra Ghosh was, he felt so he get excited. I let me also go and attend that one. He was just traveling where? The Calcutta streets, you were coming in a horse cart, you were coming in. And he could see the Bosphorus Island somewhere, he was talking, he saw a crowd of people were standing. Then he said, what is the matter? He just entered. Then he saw that time so much of utter poverty, jobless, there was that problem was, inter-fight problem was going on. And there was so. So many people starving in Calcutta without job, without food, British rule, and this thing, Pakistan, all these things was going on. So in one family, there were about father, mother, and children, totally four children. So utter poverty, no job, they all drank poison. And people are covered there, all lying there, narrow, in front of the house. And I drank some poison. See, this what happened that Girish Chandra Babu went and saw that one. He felt so much. So I asked, this is the condition, not only here, in many places. No job, they borrowed so much of loan. No other way. What they could do? So this one, mind was so much disturbed. Got more jomas. So with that feeling, he went to Belur Math. That time, Swamiji was in such a state of mind, he giving a nice lecture. But when he saw Girish Babu arrived there, hey, Girish Babu has come, make arrangement a chair. Ask him to come inside and sit there. So come on, arrange. Then Swamiji started. They arranged a chair, but Girish said, Maharaj, 1 minute, he told her. I am coming from there to attend your visiting. On the way, I saw this one. My mind is completely, my heart broken. What is your answer for this one? You're talking about highest philosophy. What is your answer for this death? All people got there. So many people were there. You idiot, you follow. Swamiji got stunned. All six people died. Seeing that I am coming. What is your answer for this one? Swamiji got stunned. All people started scolding. You fellow, coming suddenly, Swamiji knows everything in the world. It's a man taking some subject. In between you enter. And start to abuse that Swamiji closed the Brahma Sutra Bhashya and went into his room. Claim went into the room, closed the door. All started abusing Girish Babu. You idiot, rascal. Earlier he was a drunkard and a silly actor. Coming and commanding was disturbed the whole mind. Excuse me, in the emotion I told like to, excuse me, I shall bring Swamiji go and I shall fellate his feet, bringing him out. He entered, opened the door, entered and he saw Swamiji was on the pillow like weeping and weeping. And the entire pillow is completely wet. He couldn't understand. Swamiji got hold of him. Is it happened? You know, Calcutta, in our place, your motherland. Swamiji, greatly, yes, I am useless to teach this thing. What you have said is correct. What you have said is correct. So how, in what way we can help these people? That is my mind. So I so much suffering in my family, everywhere this disaster. And I think about my sisters, how they could. So I am feeling, suddenly started weeping. Then Rishi Babu got it. So many people, about 500, 600 people are, they were all scolding him. They came and he banged them left and right. Hey fellows, what do you know about Vivekananda? So he's weeping there. And you are against me telling this one. But he's weeping inside you. All the entire pillow is completely wet. That is Vivekananda.
Yes.
Simply I burst my heart, you see.
Yes.
That feeling was there. At this stage, we have to impart that kind of feeling. Unless and until we cannot save this, our Sanatana Dharma. So this all keep it. This is one, Adi Shankaracharya, during he visited all the 12 Jyotirlingas and all those things. He visited Rameswaram also. He's from his Kailas visit, he had one, that one is Padigalinga, crystal Sivalinga. He was there to keep that one. So in the meanwhile, he was moving and he felt that Kashi is not a safe place. This Muslim and all those atrocities were going on.
Right.
Then he himself selected Rameswaram.
Oh.
He visited Rameswaram and handed over that crystal Sivalinga which you saw in the Manning there for him, given by Arya 1200 years back. That Sivalinga is there. Today is Jayanti, Shankara Jayanti. He offered that one. I told, first you make offering to this one, and you make offering to others. So that Sivalinga is there, Adi Shankaracharya. And there also in the mother temple, Parvati Mata's temple, he made a chakra. That is the Sri Chakra. So every day you make offering, 1800, this thing, Archana. One Brahmin should make offering, that Kunguma should be distributed to that Kunguma only today. Distributed.
Wow, thank you, Maharaj.
See,
thank you.
It is remaining with me. I couldn't, somewhere I was searching. Yeah, even in Washington, there, I was searching, it was missing. But I saw it is there. In one corner, it is lying. Myself and Saravana was searching. So, Ma, that is very nice. Keep all these good thoughts in the mind.
Yes.
Meditate on Guru Maharaj and all. Finally, I shall tell you, when we were in Belur Math, 1975-76 in Belur Math, that great Gambhiranji Maharaj was there. Veereshwaranji was the president, my guru.
Achana.
Gambhiranji was the general secretary. So, on 97, we have a send-off for the benedictory, this thing for us, we complete brahmacharis after completing 2 years of, now they made 3 years, and we wanted somebody to come and bless us. Every time we used to call some samis, they will give a nice lecture about one of this is why you have to do that one, you have to do that, we are leaving that guru, like that, all philosophy and all. So we were all, then there was one Radhakrishna Maharaj Atmaramananda. Very this Ranji, who was the secretary to our Gambhiranji Maharaj after becoming a sadhu. Then he was a very stubborn, very learned man. See, everybody is coming. Why don't you into Gambhiranji is not lecturing anywhere? He never used to give lecture. All the time Mavanam. And wherever all sadhus, even Bharat Maharaj was there, Veereshwaranji used to come and bow down there in Guru Maharaj temple. Maharaj will just stand near the temple and walk. So this Swamiji is writing Brahma Sutra Bhashya, Shankara Bhashya and all those things, books, Upanishad. He felt he may be a Shankara follower of Shankara Advaitin. So he's never bothers about the temple. So we have to ask Maharaj, request Maharaj to come and bless us, give some advice or something.
Right.
So some Maharaj like that one day, all the brahmacharis, feel about 50 brahmacharis there, you have to come and bless us and give your advice to this one. Why? There are so many sadhus are there, they can give you 1 hour lecture. You can hear that one, Maharaj, we hear. After that, we forget. So we feel that you are the right person to give the right advice. Who told you? No, we ourselves decided. You decided. But whatever she, I am all right for, yes, Mara, you are the person to come. Okay, arrange. So that we all arranged this thing. Mara entered there, some other Swamis, Atmasthanji and all the Ashram Secretary were there. Then all Maharaj, it was a blessing season of like that people. They were just sitting. Maharaj asked them, see, okay, what do you expect from me? What did you want from me? Maharaj, your blessings. Blessings always there. Maharaj, you have to advise what we have to do. So from your experience, you have to tell. Through that we can learn. If I start telling about my experience, you have to take another birth. So many experiences I have. What you want, not what I have got. There is no end for that one. What you want is it. So Maharaj, what then Radhakrishna Maharaj, anything, whatever is in your mind, Maharaj, because for see, we feel. Whatever you say that we accepted it. No, we have no power to decide your decision. Then he told, very nice thing, mentioned, this Belur Mutt here for the 2 years you are here, there are some mistakes, drawbacks. One side of the coin, you see everything, holy people living, Vireshwaranji, Sharada Mata, etc. Other side of the coin also is there. Any institution, even Indra Loka, Chandra Loka, same problem will be there.
Yes.
But he told, whatever you have seen good here, whatever is good here, that you keep it in your mind. And wherever you go, you that express and tell others. So you are benefited, institution is benefited, the whole world is benefited. Okay, Maharaj. Nice, Maharaj. One more question. That Radhakrishna Maharaj, what is one more question? All the, we have a doubt, Maharaj, but you are reading Brahma Sutra Bhasha and Upanishad Shankara, this comment you are writing. We feel that you are advaiting. That's why, in what way? You are not entering into the temple, Guru Maharaj temple, standing only outside. So we feel that you are advaiting. That's why you stand outside. That is not the problem. I have back pain and my leg pain. Both that side. I cannot climb the steps. Others could climb, I cannot climb the steps. Also I cannot bend. That is my problem. You have your own imagination. Are you what this one? Advaita, immediately give me a title that I have got a Brahma Sakshatkara somewhere. That's all. But all laughed when he told, wait. But I am in one way advaiting it. Maharaj, what is that? He told that even now, rings in our house. Sri Guru Maharaj, Sharada Ma, and Swamiji alone is real. The world is illusory. That is my advaita. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna, Sharada Mata, and Swamiji alone is real. The world is an illusory. When I entered into this house, when I saw, I got excited. Guru Maharaj, Mother and Swamiji.
Yes.
So you're a real follower of our Gambhir Atma. So this we have to keep it in our heart. So the greatest power in the world is Guru Maharaj, Mother and Swamiji. We are not out to go to anywhere. Maybe we may see some centers and all, not that much crowded. I wish that where the Texas and all those things. Every 3 kilometers, one mandir is there. Telling millions and millions of pieces, all decoration, iron statue, iron. People are going and they started making archana, what is kotra, what is nachatra and all those things. Come on. So, it is not in ritual, Swamiji told. Here we know Pujari, our Swami Nair, Pujari making archana, puja and kanika, and this much you go $10, $5. We never ask anybody to bring anything. So today the crowd may be less. After 400, 500 years, yes, all of them have to come here.
Yes.
We have to fight.
Amen.
Yeah. We have to fight and fight. Maybe crowd may be solid, but there. Devotees are very, very sincere. so that those who have come under the feet of Guru Maharaj there, they are the seeing greatest thing. We will have to continue. We not have to bother for anybody. Yes. That's why Swamiji told, Stavagajasa dharmasya sarva dharma sarubhine, sarva dharma sarubhine, avadara varishtaya, greatest among avadara, among final, there was an Islamic conference in the Rameshwaram. Ramanathapuram is dominated by Muslims people. They want some kind of peace of this thing. They organized a huge conference to represent about Hinduism. I am very popular there. They used to call other sadhus, but they are very orthodox. I am helping Hindu, Muslim, Christians. I am helping all the fisherman people are helping. They invited me. And there was a great, this thing was going on. On the stage, first there's from the Muslim side, why we organize this, is Islam is a shanti marka. Only we want peace, peace, peace. Very good. After that, see, that's why we want all the Christians, Hindus, all should come here, attend this one. We have to spread this message of Muhammad. Like that one, they excellently put. Then the father came, what he says is correct. We also are like that only. Mm. Church father came, the bishop was there. Mm. And so much of youngsters and the college students and all there. We also want that kind of attitude. With that only we come. They welcomed us. So all arrangements, they were spending some lakhs and lakhs, huge this auditorium. Like that one, we always welcomed them and also then. Swamiji is here working for the Hindu, Muslim, Christian, fisherman. He is the representative of mainly the representatives of the downtrodden people. And then I went there. Then I told, same as, apart from this thing, my feeling and following, I am a sadhu first. Sadhu means taken sannyasa. Swamiji Vivanda says, he who hugs to life is a householder. He who hugs to death is a sannyasi. When we take our sannyas, we finish our karma, the final rites, and for our father, mother, and also we do. So, I am such, I am fighting for the rights of the poor people, and also, see, being a sadhu, I wanted to open my heart, tell something, because our Muslims, so many are there, very wealthy, they can do anything. And for this, first thing is, I am not afraid of death. I told, I am like this one. Shall I open my heart, talks? Frankly, and because you made arranged car, everything for me. All youngsters, come on, Swamiji, go on with your lecture. I told he started Shanti Marka. And the thing, he is not watching the TV and newspaper and all with this Mullah Maudi. See, so open that one, what is happening atrocity? Iraq, everywhere, bomb blast. Here, Afghanistan, among them, Sunni and Shia Muslims are in the mosques, they are throwing bombs. So much of terrible this thing, wherever you see, unimaginable. Refugees are coming, they are killing them, shooting, butchering them. And this is Shanti Marka. This is Shanti Marka. This kind of Shanti I never had in my life.
You said that?
Yes, openly told. All this, mullahs and mullahs, but the students were college students. Come on, Shanti, come on, cut it. And so I told, because why I am telling this, Muhammad told, that Allahu Akbar, Allah ilaha illaha, in between you and this thing, nobody is necessary. Allah is the everything. So like that I am frankly speaking, I don't want any interpreter in between. Mullah or Mawli or Pagdar. So this is in my mind. Like Muhammad, I am telling, this is what, is it Shanti Marka? Where there is freedom, not in, you leave it over, they wanted to bomb our parliament. That is not, I am going to court. In your country, whether it is Shanti, is there? Iraq, what happened? Iran, what happened? Syria, what is happening in there? All got standard through, this fellow is going to collapse. Then as father was so much feeling for that. Because Jesus told, if a person gives you blow in one cheek, you have to show the other. And in Iraq, there was this Saddam Hussein was ruling. Some problem happened. They, for the wealth of that oil wealth, they entered butchering everybody. Thousands and thousands died. There he was selected as the president, he was hanged there. And Bin Laden committed some problem. And according to his bomb in the USA, that what happened, he smashed the Afghanistan to pieces. more than 1.5 life changes. This is what is friendship with the desert. So some question, then what is the way? Wait for the time coming. So you talk, and also it's impossible to, when practical comes means you fight with that cannibalism comes outside. There is so much. I now challenge your Islam from Islam, you can tell. Is there any, you wanted to unite. Is there any saint who has practiced Hinduism or Christianity? Not talking, reading in the books. They must have the experience, realization. So come on, Father, is there anybody who accepts the Lord Muruga, Mother Kali, Durga and all? Is there anybody? No, we don't, you need not have to practice that. Please sit down. From Islam side, is there any who, if I wanted to keep one Jesus photo, you tell me, is my brother, brother's deity photo, shall I keep? Now, Hindu Mother Kali, shall I keep? Ah, how we get that? But there is a person, not this thing, talk or education, not intellect, there is Bhagavan Ramakrishna. There, he practiced Islam. He lived as a Muslim, raised Islam, and he lived as a Christian, had the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is a person. So, if you want universality, if you want to unite all the people, solve the problem of the world, you have to sit under the feet. This is my suggestion. If any other example, I challenge. I am ready to follow that one. Is there any? That all kept quiet. And there was, they got a Quran award, gold plated award. The justice from the Chennai High Court was sitting. Give it to Pranamanda, I told. I got that one award. They gave that award. So, we am this example. We are under the feet of Guru Maharaj. I have taken much of your time. Excuse me, keep it in mind. We are in the battlefield like that world of this thing, where less than gold is ruling the world. Sir, we are seeing Guru Maharaj is the only person, he never touched money. And Sharada Mata, ladies, we want just to give respect to the ladies, but he worshipped his wife. Nowhere in the world in the history. So that sadhus are living in Ramakrishna mission also of that type. Kamini Kanchana. That is the greatest challenge.
Yes.
Anything you can overcome. But sadhus living in Ramakrishna mission, perfect in that aspect. That the 10 years they give training for us. So keeping all this one, you are also warriors in the battlefield.
Oh, yes,
taking the name of Guru Maharaj, you all should fight, join together till the end. Okay? Jai Sri Guru Maharaj ki jai.
Jai
Sri Mahamaya ki.
Jai
Sri Swamiji Maharaj ki.
Jai
Sri Durga Maya ki.
Jai.